This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
It's time for the Jubal Show's Summer On Demand. Here's your shot at a four-day, three-night vacation for two to any Sandals resort with locations in Jamaica, the Bahamas, and Curaçao, including round-trip airfare for two on American Airlines.
Your keyword is summer. That's summer.
Enter the keyword at thejubalshow.com.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Joaquin is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Stephanie. So we're going to see if we can help him out. Hey, Joaquin, before we get into the date and stuff, how long has it been since you talked to Stephanie?
It's been probably about 4 days, man.
Okay,
4 days. That might not necessarily be a ghosting.
No, not necessarily. So when was the last time you actually talked to her? Was it on the date, or did you hit her up after?
No, I mean, it was on the date. That's the last time I talked to her.
And what was that interaction like? What did you guys say?
It ended where she said that she would text me when she got home, and she didn't.
Mm.
So that's just kind of, you know, what happened there.
Just like describe everything.
About the date?
Yeah, describe it to us.
Yeah. So I met her on Tinder, and we had a great time. The chemistry was there. You know, we had fun. You know, we laughed. You know what I'm saying? It was just a good feeling. And I thought that I would, you know, impress her. So that's kind of, you know, you every guy does that, right? You know, I thought that I show her around the city. You know, I mean, I know a lot of people. I'm also like the co-owner of a club, you know, downtown.
Mm.
So, you know, that's kind of, you know, where it is. And so what we did was, took her to my buddy's bar, and, as soon as I got in there, he owns that bar and everything. And as soon as we got in there, he gave us free drinks, some basic little bar food, you know, just, you know, the set there and everything. And we just talked and we clicked. You know, it was just really a good scenario, man. I mean, yeah, I'm still just kind of, it's wild that I'm calling in even talking about this, but, so here's the thing. We left there, and, you know, we kind of walked and talked, and, you know, people watch, you know, that thing that you do, like, you know, on a date. And, so I said to her, I said, hey, listen, do you want to go to like another hotspot? Because, you know, I know the chef there, and this chef that's there, I mean, this is a nice spot. I mean, it's really a cool spot. It's one of the hot spots in town, and he's been my friend since childhood. And so, you know, a lot of people try to get in there and everything, and I know people. So we would go in, and as soon as we get in, you know, they seat us immediately, you know? So, I mean, you know, that's a place that people try to get into. And so, you know, we were in there. We were, you know, talking about, you know, where we are in life and, you know, just other things, you know, talking about wanting to come home to someone, you know, just be in a relationship or whatever, but, you know, something more, but like not too heavy, you know what I mean? Kind of keep it light. And, you know, we also talked about how kind of like we were both too busy, you know, for baggage and drama or whatever, you know. But here's the thing, and this is where it really mixes me up. After you know, we ate and everything, and after dinner, you know, I started to walk her to her car, and she reached out to grab my hand. You know, like, you know, she initiated, like, reaching out, grabbing my hand. And so we're holding hands and everything, and I get her to her car, and she kissed me. You know, she kissed me goodnight. You know, she said she, you know, had a good time, and that she would text me when she got home. And like I said, that was 4 days ago.
So you didn't follow up with her, though, just to be like, did you get home okay?
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you forget because you're like, oh, my gosh, I had so much fun. I just washed my face. Night-night. You know?
I did send a text message to her.
Okay.
But I didn't get anything from her, you know.
At all?
You know, it was just like, okay, nothing at all.
Okay.
And I don't, you know, maybe she has a different phone than what I have because I can't see if she read it or whatever. I don't have her on Facebook or Instagram or anything, so I can't see if she read it or nothing like that. It's weird, man.
We'll try to figure it out for you, man. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and ask her why she's ghosting you and see if she'll tell us and see if you want another date after you hear why, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, man. We'll play a song, come back, get your first day follow-up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Joaquin is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and we don't really even know if he's actually getting ghosted. But we're about to find out if he is when we call Stephanie to see why she's ghosting him. But before we do that, Joaquin, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Stephanie?
Yeah, so, hey, listen, I know people in the city, man, and we went out to a friend of mine's bar. We had some drinks, and then I took her to another hot spot. We were kind of treated like VIP and were seated immediately. Mm. She reached out and grabbed my hand as we walked at the end of the date and she kissed me, you know, good night, you know, and I just haven't heard from her for 4 days. And, you know, the one thing I want to say is I can't stress enough how much we click, you know what I'm saying? The stories, that I was talking to her and telling her, I don't think it scared her away. I mean, it was good that somebody even gets me, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't know. I really don't know what it is. And then the hand reaching out and kissing me at the end of the night, that's a sign to me. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. she's beautiful. It was a positive sign, and I'm drawn to her. So, I don't know. I don't know why I'm being ghosted.
Well, we're about to call her. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Stephanie, please?
This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Stephanie. The show's here,
oh,
too.
Hi.
That's Nina.
Hi. I'm Nina.
Oh, hi. Wow. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm wondering why you're calling.
It sounds like you listen to the show.
I do, yeah. I do, yeah.
Well, there's only a few options you have to choose from while we're calling, but we did get an email about you from someone who you're ghosting.
Ghosting, that's a strong word.
his name is Joaquin.
Aww, that's so sweet. I didn't think I was quite ghosting him. Okay.
He told us it's been 4 days since your date, so it seems like, you know, we weren't sure if you were.
No, I'm not like, okay, so I guess I'm just, okay, I would assume that you guys already know how the date went.
We heard some things.
Yeah.
We heard that Joaquin's pretty plugged in the city and took you to all of his friends' spots. So you got VIP treatment.
Yeah, and you could tell, but like not in a bad way. Like, everyone was super nice. We got treated super well. That was great. It's just that, okay, so I get that he co-owns a club and everything, and that's totally cool. He's actually, so like, at first I was a little worried because I was like, okay, well, he's going to be a sleaze bag, but he actually wasn't. He's super sweet and smart and very fun to talk to, and I felt like we had a lot in common. But for the first date, one of the places he took me was a burlesque club.
Okay.
Which in and of itself is fine, except it was a lot closer to like a total strip club. Like, it was full nudity. And I'm like, I can't really focus on you while I'm trying to tell whether that Brazilian is fresh or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, it looked pretty fresh. And I'm not like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm not a prude, but I was just like, I really wasn't expecting that for a first date.
It's an interesting first date spot.
That's a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That's what I thought. I was like, this is a choice. This says a lot about, like, again, like, it was a fun show. I'm not saying it wasn't good. I'm just like, I can't really like focus on you when I got these in my face. So,
it is hard to do that, you know.
Yeah,
really be into a conversation and in the moment when that's happening.
Yeah. Okay. I actually really don't know how I would feel about that. I don't mind being here, but it is a choice.
It is. I wouldn't, from his perspective as a guy, I would not take a first date to that, because I would assume that you would think that that's all I want, or you know what I mean? Later on when we know each other, maybe, but.
Yeah. So like, even though I had a nice time and we clicked, like, I don't know. When I got home, I was thinking about it and he texted me and I was like, and I know that's why he probably feels like I ghosted him. But I mean, I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking, like, if you're so naive that you're going to take me to a strip club a full nudity strip club on our first date, like, I don't, that just really made me question, like, what happens next?
Where do you go from here? So you went from,
are we going to a brothel?
I thought you ate dinner afterwards.
We did, but, and we had food there. So, like, don't get me wrong, it was, like, overall, it was nice, but I don't know. It just, like, makes you question, like I said, where does this go from here? I don't know. It just threw me off. Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Well, guess you probably forgot, or you did forget, or you didn't forget, and you were just waiting for the moment. But Joaquin is on the phone. And we'll talk to you.
Might have been a little bit of call me.
Hey, Stephanie. You know what? It was just weird that she respond to me. And maybe it was a dumb move on my part. I mean, listen, I just really thought that, you know, it would be a good vibe to go to like a sexy jazz club. And I just wanted to, you know, take you to a place to impress you. You know?
They call it two different things.
Exactly. Sexy jazz club, basically.
Yeah.
A strip club.
I mean, I listened to my chef buddy. Maybe I just shouldn't have listened to him. I agree. I guess it was a dumb move on my part. you know, I won't.
If you didn't know it wasn't a dumb move on your part, if you thought it was a something else.
I don't know that it was dumb. I think maybe you just should have given her a little bit of a heads up.
I'm definitely not trying to be dumb. I you're very smart. I'm literally already using one of the models that you told me about for like a new project that I'm working on. So like, I'm not, I didn't mean to say that you're dumb. I didn't mean it to come out that way.
No, you know, listen, like I said, I'm sorry. And you know, I want to take you out on a normal date. I guess what traditional normal is.
I mean, normal for you guys now could be really interesting.
It could be anything.
Yeah, you have a new normal.
Where you eat sushi off the body.
Yeah.
maybe if you agree, you know, maybe we can just probably go to a Brazilian steakhouse instead. Maybe
I was going to treat you to a Brazilian.
I'm one of those Brazilians.
Stephanie, would you like to go out with Joaquin again? We'll pay for it. Whatever you guys do. Now I'm just interested in to see what happens next.
You know, I appreciate your apology, and I know we all mess up. So, like, I'll tell you what. Yes, but you have to take the next big step and take me to your club.
Oh, okay.
I want to see it.
Okay.
Yeah, go dance from there.
Let me go wherever from there, but I want to see it. You talked about it so much, I want to see it for real.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. Well, congratulations, Joaquin. You got another date.
Yeah.
And Stephanie, that's cool that you're understanding like that.
Thanks, guys.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Only on the new hits 106.1. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.